right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Got a big show tonight, so let's get right to it. It's time for the carry out. This, of course, nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Is it true? Did I wake up from a dream? Did President Trump fail at a business deal? Well, politics ain't business, and President Trump probably learned his first lesson. Congress, not your employees. Although I'm definitely looking forward to the boardroom climax scene when Trump, with Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr. flanking him, listen to Paul Ryan, Mike Pence, and Rance Priebus argue about who should be fired. It's your fault. No, it's your fault. Okay, we can agree. It's Cyndi Lauper's fault. If you're new to today, the Republicans failed to get enough votes in the House for the new health care plan. What's it mean? Well, Trump threatened to keep the Affordable Care Act in place if there was no vote. But something tells me they're going to continue to twist arms and have a vote, I don't know, maybe next week. But what are they actually voting on? At this point, it seems like the bill has been modified and compromised so much there's not much left. Maybe, I don't know, the words health care?
Yeah, can we take those out? Can we take health and care? Can we replace health with tax and maybe care with cut? Can we do that?
Would you be surprised if that happened? I would not be surprised. The internet and, well, frankly, everybody's riled up over a photo showing Vice President Mike Pence leading a health benefit discussion in a standing room only conference room with all men, all white dudes. And the kicker is that the discussion was mostly over what health care benefits should be covered for women. Come on. Come on. Please tell me this is fake news, right? Please tell me this is a picture of a prayer meeting from 2013. No? It's real? Come on. The optics are startling. Talk about a huge middle finger in the air to women, huh? You want to march? Go march. We'll take care of what you need to take care of yourself. I mean, you couldn't even put Ivanka in the room? Elizabeth Dole's not around? Amorosa, Kellyanne Conway? A picture of Nancy Reagan? Anybody? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculously tone deaf. A Cook County judge has ordered the state to pay lawmakers in Illinois during the budget impasse. Some Democrats filed a lawsuit saying that the comptroller's office was not paying them on purpose for political reason. This was back when Republican Leslie Munger was in charge. So now the Democrats, Susana Mendoza, is following the rule and cutting the checks. The Illinois GOP wants Mendoza to issue a stay or just flat out reject the judge's ruling and says that now she's playing politics. You're playing politics. You're playing politics. So much playing politics. Is this the new game everybody has on their iPhone? Is it the new Candy Crush? Can I play? Can my avatar be blonde hair, cool sunglasses? Anybody? Come on, man. Irony alert. President Trump approved the completion of the Keystone Pipeline in North Dakota that would bring crude oil from the Dakotas to other states. It's highly controversial because Native Americans are worried that if the pipeline sprung a leak, it would do so right in their water supply. Hence the protests. And you know what? It's not just fantasy. Right on cue that as Trump approves the pipeline, word comes from about 150 miles away that a different pipeline burst and caused a spill covering 530,000 gallons of oil. Yep, largest in North Dakota state history. Right down the hill, right into the rivers and the lakes in Billings County. Crazy bad timing, right? Also, you do know that the Keystone Pipeline would be coming right through the Chicago area? Nah, I wouldn't worry about it. Crude oil sounds safe. Maybe that's why more and more residents are leaving Cook County. For the second year in a row, Cook County has recorded population loss, which, let's face it, has nothing to do with oil, but more with the grease, the political kind. Am I right? High five. Nobody? Actually, I'm fine with the loss of population. Anything to bring down the line at the Walgreens on a Saturday afternoon, right? No line. No line of makeup. It's the worst. Save it for the worst. When asked about fending off automation, the new Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, two N's, said that that's not even on our radar. Of course, economists will tell you that automations and robots are the biggest cause of job loss in America, not companies moving to other countries. So not great that our economies are. It's not on his radar. Mnuchin, two N's, then turned to his deputy secretary who said, "Sir, it's not an issue. I wouldn't worry about it. It's fake news." Whew, that was a close one. Continue with planet takeover. My robot. And weather? Wow, it was 176 degrees today. Must have felt nice. I didn't go outside. Why would you, man? Come on. I don't want UV rays messing with my skin. Also, I don't know what wild animals are out there roaming around just up from hibernation looking to eat. You don't think about those things. The bear woke up today. First thing he's looking for. You know? Who's got the short shorts on? No, thanks. I'll see you guys in May. All right. In sports, the Bears making Super Bowl moves. Wait, sorry, that was a typo. Super butt moves. Butt fumble? Anybody? Backup quarterback Mark Sanchez was signed after spending last year on the bench in Dallas. He had a mediocre career in the NFL, mired by one play where he fumbled the ball off his behind. Hence, butt fumble. But he did play a huge role in developing Dallas Cowboy rookie Dak Prescott last year, so some believe this is a sign that the Bears could draft a QB next month. Me, I say Jamal Adams out of LSU in the first round, then Jabril Peppers in the second, because we just want defense. Mike Brown, Brian Urlacher type guys. That'll keep us happy for a couple weeks, and that's what you need to do right now. You're going to have to make us happy. The Hawks beat the Stars in a shootout last night. That coupled with another wild loss, and the Hawks have an 8-point lead with 8 games to go. This is where we pause for the cocky dance.
Here's the cocky dance. Here's the cocky dance.
The Hawks have 6 of their last 8 on the road, which I would usually say is a challenge, but come on, it's the Hawks. They're the T-Pain of the NHL.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Any T-Pain fans out there? No? Tonight, the Sweet 16 continues. The Big Ten got bounced last night. Michigan lost a nail-biter, and Purdue got knocked out by Kansas. Tonight, Wisconsin goes for it against Florida. And can you believe it? Baseball 9 days away. The Cubs take on the Cardinals on ESPN. Sunday Night Baseball on April 2nd. Lots of intrigue there. The Cubs won the series. Fowler, Hayward, Lackey, Lou Brock, Bruce Sutter, Ryan Terrio. There's a lot to unpack right there. There's a lot. And finally tonight, Netflix announced that Adam Sandler is going to do 4 more movies for them coming up in the next few years. Now this is where I'd like to see robots take a job, right?
This is information I could have used yesterday.
That's the carryout for March 24th, 2017. Hey, what a nice day. We didn't see it coming. So tonight, pea and potato soup on us. All right, coming up, Tracy Letts in studio at the big table. We'll talk with him about his new play at Steppenwolf, also his career. Got a lot going on, including a new movie with Deborah Winger coming out in May. After that, we'll reload this week's news with Amara Enya and Mario Smith. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.